Nelson Mandela celebrates his 91st birthday this coming Saturday. And in time for the festivities, there's a new audiobook of the South African leader's favorite African folk tales. From Morocco to Zimbabwe, these stories span the continent. Well-known names like Hugh Jackman, Whoopi Goldberg, and Matt Damon lent their voices to tell the tales. Here's Scarlett Johansson reading one called The Snake Chief.
Nandi was very poor. Her husband was dead, and she had no sons to herd cattle and only one daughter to help in the fields. In summer, when the Umdoni trees were full of creamy flowers, she and her daughter dug for amadumbe to eat with their maize porridge. But in autumn, when the flowers had died, she collected the Umdoni berries, purple and sweet, and gave them to her neighbors in return for strips of dried goat meat or calabashes of thick and creamy sour milk.
Along with South Africa's Johnny Clegg, whose music you just heard, Vusi Mashisela composed songs for this CD. The actress Alfre Woodard directed the readings. The two of them joined us in our studio at NPR West to talk about the stories, stories that conjure the particulars of African landscapes, the sights, the smells, the sounds.
It goes back to the source. Africa is the oldest spot that we all first stood up on 2 feet. And since we stood up and started to communicate, there's always the fire pit. It's the passing on of those tales.
A lot of the tales, as folk stories do the world over, involve animals, magic, hard lessons, a commoner outwitting a king. Like in this one, The Clever Snake Charmer, read by Samuel L. Jackson.
Sultan Jadi, may blessings be upon him, was very bored in his palace, so he called for his fiddler, Muhammad. For a few days he took pleasure in listening to the fiddler, and he even started laughing and cracking jokes again. But it was not long before he tired of the fiddler and had the unlucky fellow's head chopped off. Then he called for Joseph, his harp player, but it was not long before the music of the harp was just a scratching in his ears, and he had the harpist's head chopped off too.
I'm guessing that Sam Jackson enjoyed reading this.
But this is an example of something in folktales that we almost forget, and that is that there's death and there's blood, and it's a kind of a regular thing.
Yes, they're folktales, not children's tales necessarily.
That's what you have to guide, you know, the children that, okay, you're doing this. Watch out, because I want you to stop doing this, because if you don't, let me tell you this story. This is what happened to PBD.
It's about survival.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Westerners would be familiar with this idea of the Grimm's tales, you know, all those little sweet tales, and those were European, the ones that we're more familiar with, but they were just deadly.
No, I mean, in Cinderella, in the original Cinderella, the wicked stepsisters chopped off their part of their feet in order to get into the glass slipper. Here, these are all as sweet and charming as they are. Any number of them do have that element in them.
I think it's good to teach consequences early on.
In this next tale, Sakunaka, a handsome young man, a mother tries to trick the young women who want to marry her good-looking son. She sets up a challenge. Only a girl who can resist eating the mother's delicious meals can marry her son. LaTanya Richardson Jackson narrates over music composed and sung by Vusi Mashisela.
The mother of Sakunaga would go to the hut of her son, stand outside the door and sing.
We Sakunaga mtana, kukhona izintombi ezokubona la.
Sakunaga, my son.
I was guided by the story. I composed the music, so it's actually something which was in the story already.
Mother, what have you cooked?
What have you cooked, my son? Upegeni.
Porridge, my son.
Badlilena, have they eaten? So I was saying that in Zulu, just translating that exactly the same thing, what, you know, is said in the story.
Yes, yes, my son.
The proceeds from Nelson Mandela's favorite African folk tales will go to his children's fund and another run by the Los Angeles-based Artists for a New South Africa. Both benefit children orphaned by AIDS.
South Africa is sort of ground zero for the devastation. And we see all the numbers of people that have died from the disease, but what you don't see is how far it spreads in terms of family that's left behind, and usually young children caring for the ones left behind. And what happens is people need medication, they need food. It changes the entire landscape of millions of people, not just the dear one that has been lost.
And of course, another good medicine for that is hope, you know, bringing hope to people, which is very important.
You said hope, Boosie, and that's the thing that fuels it all, because these are the people that fought down apartheid, and they did it with joy and hope and arts and culture as well. And so we have no doubt at all that given the funds to really do that, the AIDS pandemic can be beat down, not only in South Africa, but around the world.
Actress Alfrey Woodard, she, along with musician Vusi Mashasela, shared with us Nelson Mandela's favorite African folk tales. That audiobook is out now. Ako ale arenye tetsanyane tsetsa This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.